Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PricePicks. PricePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PricePicks.com and use the promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of your free picks and podcasts. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow me at the Soccer Gambling Podcast Twitter account. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. Also follow my new Twitter account. It is the Twitter account for the Bet MUFC podcast, which is currently available on the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed. That is the exclusive place where I will talk about Manchester United. I look back on the games this week against Tottenham and Atalanta, and that is where I preview the Manchester derby, not only a betting preview, but also a combined 11. I also look at the next managers to go futures market for the EPL and the next Manchester United manager once again. So you can get that over at the Soccer Gambling Podcast feed and follow the Twitter account. That's at BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. For my additional content, head over to my website, lockbetting.com. This is not just premium plays. This is additional podcasts as well, but if you sign up at the start of the month, you will get the most out of the month as we go for our 102nd month of Transparent Track Profit. It's better to sign up on the 5th of November than the 25th of November because I use Patreon over at lockbetting.com. And it will bill you anyway, whether you sign up on the 5th or the 25th. You'll get billed for the entire month and you'll get billed again on December the 1st. So get the most out of the month and get as many picks as you can. The reason I use Patreon is because that is why I have Transparent Track Profit. It's like a mini social media where all of my clients can comment at the bottom. So if you sign up to my Patreon page, you can comment on the P&L. So there's no way you can cheat. There's no way you can remove a play that lost. There's no way you can add a play that you didn't give out. Everything there is completely legit. It's transparent and tracked. And for over 8 years, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. If you look at the pin tweet at the SGP Soccer account, you will see it's there for the 100th month at the moment, which was £4,100. That's 41 units, good for over $5,500 of profit. And we've made another profit here for the 101st month, and we're looking for our 102nd. Plenty of stuff to bet on this month as we start the NBA season. We're well into the NFL season. We have domestic soccer. We have international soccer. We have Champions League. We have Europa League. We have boxing and UFC this weekend. I've just posted shows for the Canelo fight and UFC 268 on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, two editions of the fight show. And of course, we have WWE as well, and we are making money in all of those sports. So there is no better time to sign up here at the the start of the month for the 102nd month of Transparent Track Profit in a row over at my website, lockbetting.com. Moving on with our Serie A games here on Scamessa, we begin with a 2 o'clock kickoff between Spezia and Torino. Spezia are the 12-5 home underdogs here. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's even money on Torino. I said a few weeks ago that Torino were in a false position because they played some difficult games, and you can see they're a decent side here by the fact that they are away favourites at even money, close to being odds on. So you would think that they will be able to win this game against the Spezia team who are battling with relegation. But I'm going to take the goals here instead. I think this will be a game that will see 3 goals or more. So I'm going to take the over 2.5 goals here at 10-11. Spezia have conceded in all of their last 28 games and have witnessed at least 3 goals in 7 of their last 8 matches, whereas both teams have found a net in 6 of the hosts' last 8 games. Spezia currently sit 18th in the league, and they are conceding a league-high average here of 2.4 goals per game. In addition to that, they actually have a crazy streak going in terms of failing to keep clean sheet. That streak has now stretched to 28 straight games here where they haven't kept a clean sheet. There has to be a lock or a guaranteed play in there somewhere. This isn't actually where my lock comes from here at the end of the show, but I did look and try and find something. I guess you just go with the goals here, and we're going to go for over 2.5 goals in this one, especially as you're guaranteed a goal here from Torino. Up next, you look at Juventus at home to Fiorentina, where this is a must-win game already for Juve. They are the 3-5 favourites to pick up that win. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 4-1 on Fiorentina. Fiorentina's season has been pretty consistent. They've been competitive against everyone, but they lose to the good teams and they beat the poor teams. And here, I don't really know who Juve are, because they were supposed to be the favourites to win the league this season, and they're sitting in mid-table and they're well out of the league title race, and they may even be out of the Champions League positions. But when they play the Champions League, they win every single game because they have a 100% record, which included landing a lock for us in midweek over on the Champions League show exclusively to lockbetting.com. So I don't know who Juve are. I do know that they concede a lot of goals, and I do like both teams to score here again in this one. However, looking at the statistical data here, perhaps it's a little bit better to wait off if you're going to take both teams to score and take it as an in-play. What's crazy is Max Allegri's side have actually conceded after the 75th minute in 3 of their last 4 home games. So perhaps if you want to take both teams to score, take it in-play here where Juve end up blowing a lead or something in this game. Juve have now failed to keep a clean sheet in their last 4 matches. Both teams have scored in 4 of the home side's last 5, and Juve have kept just 1 clean sheet in Serie A at home this season, and that's as many as Fiorentina have managed away. So if you want to get in at the beginning of the game, both teams to score is available here at 3-4. If you want to go in play, you'll obviously get a better price on that, especially if Fiorentina haven't scored the first goal in this game. If Juve are ahead, your value on both teams to score is going to get bigger. As for who wins this game, I would lean Juventus, but I don't know if I want to take this team at 3-5. It actually does appeal to me that they've lost two league games in a row, back-to-back league games. That's normally not a spot or any kind of data where you're looking at things and saying, yes, I want to take this team that keeps losing. But that's exactly what I want to do, because this is a quality team who aren't going to lose 3 games in a row. And I'm not 100% confident that they'll win this game, but I know they won't lose 3 games in a row here in Serie A. So I expect them to get something from this game. They're a 3-5 favourite, so they should be winning it. But whether I'm willing to actually put some money down on that remains to be seen here on Saturday. The final game we'll look at here on Saturday sees Cagliari hosting Atalanta, where Atalanta are the 1-2 favourites to pick up an away win. It's 18-5 on the draw, and it's 5-1 here on Cagliari. Cagliari are having a little bit of a rotten season, and Atalanta, they're having a poor season by their expectations, considering that they were expected to challenge for the league this season. I think this will be a game that they'll win away from home, and I think we'll see goals at both ends. So I see this one comfortably going over 2.5 goals, and you can tack that onto this game here to give you a little bit more value. So Atalanta to win and over 2.5 goals. The reason why is because the hosts are without a clean sheet in their last 13 games and have lost their last 3 straight. The visitors Panthers are unbeaten in their last four and have conceded in seven straight games. So whereas I expect Atalanta to win this game and get themselves back on track, I do think there'll be goals at the other end as well. And I think this one goes comfortably over. If Cagliari don't contribute towards the scoring, this Atalanta team are capable of scoring three goals. They should have scored four or five against Manchester United in midweek. Manchester United were lucky, but I don't think Cagliari will be as lucky as to get something from Atalanta as they win here. Take the 3 points. They're available at 1-2 to do that. And it's even money if you tack on over 2.5 goals in this one on Saturday night. Up next, we move on to Sunday's games here in Italy. And of course, we always have that crazy 11:30 a.m. kickoff. This week, it's Venezia hosting AS Roma, who are desperate to get off the slide themselves at the moment. They've had a terrible run of results. They are here, the 4-7 favourites, to pick up the away win here against Venezia. It's 16-5 the draw, and it's 19-4 on Venezia. If Roma can't win away here, who are they going to win away against? And they are desperately needing a win. They lost their unbeaten home record last weekend, which was the end of Mourinho's unbeaten record as a home manager in Serie A. He hadn't lost a home game in 43, which included when he was the Inter Milan manager, but it ended last week. That was the lock on the show last week. We took AC Milan on the double chance market, but I wasn't expecting them to pick up the win. So that was a big result for them. Poor result for Roma, who then drew 2-2 against Bodo in the Europa Conference League in midweek as well on Thursday. So that was a very, very disappointing result. Having been battered by them 6-1, they would have been looking for revenge, especially as they are the Europa Conference League favourites. They're not anymore. And they are in big trouble in that competition. They could actually be eliminated early. And their recent Serie A form hasn't been great either. I do think they'll pick up a win here against Venezia, but I also think that we'll see goals here at both ends. I think I can add over 2.5 goals to this game. Venezia have actually scored in all four home games this season, but have only won one of those games. Both teams have found a net in four of Roma's last five, and Venezia have failed to keep a clean sheet in any of their last six games against Roma. So I think this is a spot where Roma get themselves back on track. Roma and both teams to score, instead of taking the over 2.5, Roma and both teams to score gives you a lot more value because that one is available at 13-5. But if you want to take Roma and over 2.5 goals, you can get that play at even money here for this game. Up next, we look at the game here between Sampdoria and Bologna, where Sampdoria are the 11-8 favourites to win this game. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 17-4 here on Bologna. This is another game that I see a lot of goals in, which is very weird. We're talking about Serie A, and traditionally, over the years and decades, this has been a defensive league, but we keep looking at these games and we keep finding data to take overs and overs and overs, and they are regularly cashing. There have been so many goals in Serie A this season. It has been a very exciting game, and I think this will be another game where we see over 2.5 goals. You can't really back the hosts because they are without a clean sheet in their last seven games, and they have actually witnessed at least three goals in all of their previous nine games. There have been at least three goals in all of the last three meetings between the two teams, and I see absolutely no reason why that will not continue here in this one. Sampdoria need the win. They must be thinking about relegation at this point, as they are just a single point away from the relegation zone, coming off a poor display away to Torino, where they were comfortably beaten 3-0. They're conceding an average of 2.9 goals per game this season, which isn't ideal against a side who have scored seven goals past them in the last three meetings. So this is not a spot where I want to be taking Sampdoria, but at some point, Sampdoria will be a side you should be looking to back when they need to get themselves some points to get out of this relegation trouble, because Sampdoria aren't going to get relegated this season, but they surely will be thinking about that in their recent form. So at some point, they have to turn the corner, perhaps after the international break. I have no interest in taking them here, but I do have interest in the goals. For over 2.5 goals will be my play here, and that one's available at 3-4 in this one. Up next, we look at Udinese here at home to Sassuolo, where Udinese are the 13-10 favourites, 12-5 on the draw, and it's 15-8 on Sassuolo. And I've said this about a few teams, but I don't know who Sassuolo are, because they can go and win away to Juventus, and then they go and let themselves down last weekend by losing from being 1-0 up at home to Empoli. So I cannot predict who this team are, which makes it very difficult to bet them. looking at this particular game, it's one of those rare instances where I actually have the data to take an under, and that's what I think I'll do. The under 3 goals here is at 10 to 11, so if there are 3 goals in this game, this pushes, but there's a very good chance that there won't be. Udinese actually come into this game in horrible form. They are without a win in their last 8. There have been fewer than 3 goals in 6 of Udinese's last 7 matches. And 5 of the last 6 meetings between these two teams have seen fewer than 3 goals scored. So this could be a tight game. I think Sassuolo should have the quality to win it, but I'm not interested in backing this team anymore. It's very interesting to me that they have become a team where you look to take an under, because they were much like Atalanta, not quite as prolific, but they were involved in some high-scoring games when we were playing behind closed doors football during the lockdown. But there does appear to be somewhat of a drop-off for Sassuolo this season, particularly when it comes to their attack. So I'm going to take under 3 goals here. As I said, it pushes on 3, and that is available at 10 to 11 here in this game. Up next, we look at Lazio at home to Salernitana, where Lazio are available here at 1-3. It's 9-2 on the draw, and it's 15-2 here on Salernitana. This should be a straightforward home win here for Lazio. These are the type of games they're expected to win, particularly at home where they are good, in order to make sure that they qualify for European football next season. I like Lazio to be winning this game at half-time and winning this game at full-time here, and that gets you the price of 10-11 as opposed to taking the 1-3 price, which they are on the money line. Lazio have won 71% of their home games so far this season, and this is a Salernitana team who are yet to score a single goal in the opening 30 minutes of any game. So obviously that's good supporting data here for a half-time, full-time play. And the visitors also haven't kept a single away clean sheet so far this season. So I like Immobile and Lazio here to pick up another home win, and I like them to do it comfortably, leading at the half and winning this game at full-time as well. Up next, we look at the league leaders, Napoli. Although they are only the league leaders on goal difference, they've made a blistering start with 10 wins out of the first 11, drawing the other, the same as AC Milan, who we'll talk about next. They're at 2-5 here to beat Verona, who are also a team in form. So this is a very short price given the situation. It's 15-4 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Verona. Yeah, I do think this is very, very short here for Napoli against a Verona team who are very, very strong at the moment, including last week where they beat Juventus at home. So I'm going to take the goals here in this one. This is going to be another game where I'm going to take over 2.5 goals just in case Verona spring a surprise and take something from this game. I think if they do take something from this game, they're going to need to score 2 goals. So this could possibly go over 3.5 goals as well. But we're going to take the over 2.5 here at 4-6 minus 150. Napoli themselves are scoring an average of 2 goals per game on home soil, which is why I think Verona will need to score more than once here in order to get something from the game. Both teams have scored in 7 of the last 8 meetings between the two teams, and Verona have seen 7 of their 10 away league goals conceded after the 75th minute. So perhaps this could be a situation where Napoli have to grind out a result late on. But ultimately, I do think Napoli win this game, but I'm more certain about the fact that we will get 3 goals in this one between these two teams, at least. The final game we'll look at is the big game of the week in Italy. It is the Milan derby here between Inter Milan and AC Milan. Obviously, they're both playing at the ground that they play at every week, but AC Milan are the designated home team, and they're also the underdog here at 23-10. It's 12-5 here on the draw, and it's 11-10 here on Inter. Similar price to last week where we faded Roma as a home favourite and took AC Milan on the double chance market. And if we want AC Milan to avoid their first defeat of the season here, they're at 4-6 minus 150 to do exactly that. For me, I was surprised to see AC Milan get that win against Roma last weekend, given Mourinho's long-standing record in Serie A for being unbeaten as a manager. But then I saw AC Milan play against Porto in midweek, and I took Milan in that spot, and I was very, very disappointed with the way that they played. So I'm not saying this team are in a false position, because you can't win 10 out of your first 11 games and not be good. I just feel that Inter Milan are the best team in the league here with Napoli, and they have AC Milan's number and win this game. And AC Milan have had some impressive results this season. Last week was very impressive, winning away to Roma. They've also won away to Atalanta. They've also got a point away to Juve this season. So they are a very, very solid team. But Inter Milan are undefeated in 31 of their last 33 matches in Serie A. Inter have scored at least two goals in five of their last six against their bitter rivals here. And AC Milan have conceded in five of their last six matches. And I don't think they'll be able to keep up with this Inter Milan team. If it's a wide open game, if it's a tight game, I think Inter Milan have the quality to win it. And of course, this is a neutral field. This isn't a real home field advantage here for AC Milan. This isn't a real away game for Inter because they play it every week. So I think so many factors here you can take into consideration and say Inter Milan is probably the way to go. So I won't be taking AC Milan on the double chance market this week. I do prefer Inter Milan on the money line. I would prefer a better price. I have seen some 6-5s knocking around, but it's more widely available at 11-10. Hopefully we can get ourselves a better price on Sunday and take Inter Milan here on the money line as they end AC Milan's unbeaten record and close the gap here on their rivals here in Italy's game of the week on Sunday night, the Milan derby. Closing out with your lock on this show, I'm going to go for Atalanta here away to Cagliari, who are the bottom team in Serie A, and I'm going to go for Atalanta to win with over 1.5 team goals for Atalanta. That takes your 1-2 minus 200 to 4-6 minus 150 here. I cannot see Atalanta not winning this game. They should have scored more goals against Manchester United in midweek, and I think they'll take it out on the home team here. The hosts are without a clean sheet in the last 13 games and have lost their last three, and the visitors are unbeaten in their last four, but have conceded in seven straight games. So Cagliari could score a goal here that forces Atalanta into needing two goals to win this game. So a Cagliari goal could benefit you here, but it's already turning into a desperate situation for Cagliari, who sit bottom of Serie A as they try to maintain a six-season stay here in Serie A. The new manager has come in, it's Walter Mazzarri, but he has not helped as the club have lost five of his eight games in charge. They've not kept a single clean sheet and they're too easy to play against. And that's a recipe for disaster here against a team like Atalanta, who will take you to pieces in this game. As I said, they should have beaten Manchester United in midweek. This is an opportunity to get right and they cannot afford to drop too many points. This is a team that was supposed to contend for the title this season. And realistically, they're really only looking at Champions League football. But even to get there, if they want to stay ahead against the likes of Lazio, Juventus, Roma, if they want to get that fourth spot, I think the league's beyond them now. I think the top three are going to be the three that are there now. You're looking at AC Milan, Inter Milan and Napoli. But if Atalanta want to be there, they have to win games like this. They've had a very inconsistent start so far. They haven't looked as strong in front of goal. They went into the season with a weird approach where they decided to be a little bit more conservative and defensively solid. I expect them to throw that out the window and go back to what's worked for them over the last few years and start banging in more goals and being a lot more ruthless. And I think Cagliari is a good team to put away here just before the international break. I just cannot see how Cagliari contain this team and get anything from this game. So once again, to reiterate your lock here on this show, it's Atalanta on the money line combined with Atalanta to score over 1.5 team goals. You should be able to find this easily. It's available on the Bet365 Bet Builder. And that takes your basic money line play on Atalanta from minus 200, 1-2 to minus 150, 4-6 in this one. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.